pull up, get it.
Live.
Yeah. What's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dola White Podcast.
Episode 72 now, the Dola White Podcast. My guest today, author of the new book, Mom Milestones, Grace Ferris. Welcome in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. I love what you've done with your book. I love your Instagram page as well. Really funny stuff that I think if you're a parent, definitely relatable on so many levels, which is kind of what this book is. Is it your story of the first 7 years of motherhood?
Yeah, it's mostly like, my experiences. And then, you know, I talk to people all over the world now through Instagram. And so it's like anything that I might write that might seem very, very particular to me is almost always like taking place, not even across the country, but in every corner of the world. Everywhere, people are having trouble at bedtime, you know, kids who didn't eat dinner and then say they're hungry at 8 o'clock, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I ask my daughter every day, I say, are you hungry? And she'll say no. And then literally 3 minutes later, she's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, yes. Yeah. That's why I asked. But Mom Milestones, give us a brief kind of overview of the book, exactly what it is.
Yeah. Well, so I read all the pregnancy books when I was expecting my first kid, and then he was born. And then all the books were about the baby's development, which was like very helpful because, you know, you don't know anything at the beginning and you need a manual basically. But I always thought like, oh, I still want to know, like, what am I supposed to be thinking about or what am I supposed to be doing? This is like a period where you like grow and change so much. So the book is trying to like turn upside down that idea of the baby milestones and think about what the parenting milestones are. Because sometimes like they're little things, but they feel very, you know, important when they happen.
I think that's great because I think, and I've said this many times, the biggest one day change you ever have in life is from going from having zero kids to then literally 24 hours later, you have a kid, and this is the biggest life change.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it gets written about what the adults are supposed to do. It's just, we always looked at our parents like they're going to know what to do. And then you become a parent. I remember, especially for me, God bless my wife, because she knew what to do and I had no clue. And you don't know what to expect. You don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's confusing, man. Like it takes a while to adjust. And we need more books like this to kind of explore the reality of it for adults as well, I think. So what would be a good example of a mom milestone?
Well, the one that's, I think the first big one is that, you know, in retrospect, like is kind of not that big, but, you know, it's the first time you take the newborn, like out of the house. I can remember that very vividly. And, you know, that's not that big of a deal, but at the time it was like, you know, you're getting all the gear and, you know, is everything set up? Like, you know, and you're really only just going to like the grocery store or something.
And they feel so breakable when you first.
You're
like, I can't bring this child. This child can't leave the house till they're, you know, till they're walking, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that's a great milestone because that's a real thing to think about. When are you going to take the baby out of the house the first time? And you probably think it's as easy, but going into it before the baby's here, you probably think, oh, we'll go right out. And then you have the baby and you're like, yeah, this doesn't seem safe at all. for me to bring this child out. But it does cover the first 7 years. So let's go to toddlerhood because that can be challenging for different reasons. And I remember people telling me when our daughter was a baby, like, no, enjoy this because when they become a toddler, that's when shit is really real there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
let's go to a good mom milestone for the toddler years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think one of them is that, you know, by the time you reach like maybe 2 or 2.5, you're really good at chiseling food off of the floor. which I definitely, I mean, I don't know about your daughter, but like my kids, like yogurt is everywhere, you know, all sorts of weird food on the floor. Like we don't have a dog. So if we'd had a dog, that would have been easier maybe. But, you know, it's just like, there's just all of that stuff, I think. So
the toddlerhood is a fun time because you literally don't know ever what to expect from the toddler. Oh, yeah. It's always a shocking surprise.
Yeah.
you also don't know what's going to set them off far as throwing fits. I mean, it could be the smallest thing in the world. And you're like, how did we get here? Everything was just good 2 minutes ago. I know their unsolicited advice is another thing. And that's one thing that I think people are just now starting to come about. Like, maybe I don't need to give advice anymore. And new moms probably don't need your advice. They need your support, correct?
Yeah. I know it, you know, it usually comes from like a loving place. But yeah, it does feel, you know, it's hard, especially when you're really tired, to like take it, you know, graciously, I think, especially that whole, the sleep when your baby sleeps.
Yeah. And then when do I have a life at that point? Right. Is the question.
Yeah. I can't go to sleep at the grocery store. So.
I think another thing with the advice is, I think we all, every generation parents different, right? And so, and I think it's getting better with time. So I think we're all probably parenting our children now in better ways, more mindful ways than we were parented. And that's no shade to anybody's parents. It's just how my daughter, you know, if she decides to have kids one day, will probably parent better and more consciously and more mindful than we are. So I'm not going to give her advice at that point. You know what I mean? Like once I'm done parenting, I'm done. I'm not jumping back in. I always ask this when I have authors on, but what is your favorite part of the book? What is the thing that you felt the most proud about with it?
Oh, well, I think that the comic that I like that I felt like came out well is the first day of kindergarten, because I felt like, you know, my kids have been doing daycare and preschool, and so I didn't think that it would feel that different, like, and that significant. But then, and you know, you read all these articles on like how to prepare the kid to start kindergarten. And it's like, you know, have them set out their clothes the night before, like explain to them that like their teacher is really excited to meet them and, you know, that they might have a lot of feelings. And I felt like you could write that same article for the parents, you know, it's like set out your clothes the night before. The teacher's super excited to meet you.
You're in a safe place. Your kid is in a safe place.
Yeah. Your kid will be excited, you know, when you pick them up.
What surprised you probably the most about motherhood when you first started the journey? What was the thing that you probably weren't prepared for? Besides, maybe all of it, right? Like, yeah. I wasn't fatherhood. I was like, I wasn't ready. But
yeah, well, like how you said, you go from like one day having zero kids to the next day like having a kid. Yeah. Yeah, I think that, like, I don't think you can prepare for like how transformational it's going to be. You know, it's just, and like the kind of relentlessness. I don't think, I mean, it's, there's nothing like that. You know, where you're on call 24/7.
Yeah. I don't know if you're the go-to parent or not. My wife is definitely the go-to parent. And I try now. I'm much better now than what it was when our daughter was first born. I'm trying to help, but my daughter only wants her mom. You know what I mean? In those sick moments or those moments where she falls, she wants the mom. And sometimes it'll be on days when I know my wife hasn't had any time to herself or whatever. And I feel bad about that. And I notice on the sheet here, it says motherhood can be an isolating experience. And like, that talks to me because I see that with my wife. Like I see how she can feel isolated. Like she's the only parent sometimes, even though I'm there, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, I think a lot of it you're doing, you know, like, cause especially it starts out, you're doing it in the middle of the night. And so maybe your spouse or maybe like a family member is there, but sometimes you're doing it all by yourself, you know, like 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And I think that's when it can definitely feel like that. But also there are so many things that you kind of feel ashamed about, especially early on. And I think you don't realize that like everybody's dealing with the same thing.
Dark thoughts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like whether you're doing anything right or whether you feel like, you know, the way you're supposed to feel. Yeah.
Yeah. I think those feelings, those dark thoughts, especially in the beginning months, like they catch you off guard. And I don't think enough people talk about it because you feel like I'm the only person in the world that feels this way about my kid, but you're not, you know what I mean? Like you're just in a dark space. You're in this 4 o'clock in the morning. You haven't slept in 3 days. Like you're going to have dark thoughts in that situation, whether it's towards your kid or if you're in that situation for any other reason, you're just not a good time sometimes, you know?
Well, and I think everybody has that feeling where you're like, oh, this was like a terrible idea. this is not for me. I don't think I was cut out for this.
What's the return policy here, right? Like, that's natural though. And that's real. Grace Ferris, I know you're doing 1,000 of these today and I know you got to run. So real quick, your Instagram is amazing. So, you know, let us know your Instagram and where we can find you and the book and everything else.
Thank you. Yeah. So my Instagram is at Coop de Grace Ferris, CoupDeGraceFarris. And then Mom Milestones, the true story of the first 7 years. You can find that anywhere you buy books, you know, online, any of the online retailers, and then also at your local bookstore.
There you have it. Grace Ferris, thank you so much for doing this.
It was so fun to talk to you.
Thank you. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen, plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other, Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today.